92-year-old allegedly attacked by transgender crack addict given 6 months to live. By Chris Tomlinson on October 5, 2022. A 92-year-old man who was brutally attacked in Paris, allegedly by a transgender crack addict, last month has been given 6 months to live by doctors as the victim's son spoke out about his father's assault. The attack took place on September 9 in the Porte de la Villette area of Paris 19th arrondissement district, and saw 92-year-old Jean-Baptiste allegedly set upon by a 24-year-old transgender woman is said to have allegedly violently assaulted the elderly man to steal his wallet to pay for crack cocaine. Following the incident, the 92-year-old suffered two pelvic fractures and internal bleeding, with doctors predicting he has an increased risk of not being able to walk ever again and may have just 6 months left to live, broadcaster BFM-TV reports. Jérôme Wautel, the son of the 92-year-old victim, spoke out about the incident saying, "My father didn't see what object he was hit with. According to him, it was a baton. It left him with a large swelling on his skull." The elderly man, a former member of the gendarmes, police, was able to fight back initially, putting his hands around the neck of his attacker, but according to his son, "My father is trying to squeeze his neck. But realizing that he is roughing up a woman, he ends up loosening his grip." Immediately afterwards, the attacker is claimed to have rained down with a series of blows before eventually fleeing the scene with the victim's wallet. The 92-year-old was found around 10 minutes later laying on the ground. According to the newspaper Le Parisien, the attacker was a transgender female who was not arrested until several days later after police reviewed CCTV footage and found the alleged attacker in a notorious drug camp in the area. He stayed 2 days in the emergency room, with his life prognosis made, the doctors could not stop the internal bleeding. The victim's son said and added, "I don't know if he's going to get over it. He will end his life, medically assisted. That's exactly what he didn't want. I suspected that my father could be in danger in the neighborhood, since the arrival of drug addicts. I feel guilty for not being able to protect him. But it's complicated to tell someone who is perfectly autonomous not to leave his house," he said. Crack cocaine remains a major problem in areas of Paris and has often led to criminality in areas where crack addicts and drug dealers gather, such as the 18th arrondissement district, where locals expressed they felt abandoned by the local government in 2019 as crime surged in the area. A year later in 2020, the Paris government under left-wing mayor Anne Hidalgo announced it would be opening shooting rooms for crack addicts across the city, with the city estimating there were at least 5,000 addicts living in Paris. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.